Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, and we'll read in verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. Lord, help us. Amen. I want to concentrate on the middle phrase of this verse. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Before I proceed, I think it's necessary about that conformity part that we just read in this verse. Being conformed to this world is being molded by sinful things in this world. When it's referring to the world, the world is cursed, okay? So anything that's coming from the world is of the devil. We know that the Bible refers to Satan as the god of this world, okay? If you look with me in 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, in whom the god, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, if you don't believe in Jesus and reject Jesus' free gift of salvation, you're blind. You walk in darkness. You're LGBT. You think that we should just murder babies, slaughter them. You don't know what a woman is. You don't know what a man is. You're blind, okay? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the god of this world is Satan. Anything that comes out of this world is ungodly and satanic. The music, okay? By the way, for those who have social media, be very careful about supporting hellish things. You can't be on your Instagram or Facebook making music videos with rap music artists in the background and whatnot. Those people hate our God. They don't have nothing to do with God. They mock us. Some of them are homosexuals. Okay. Right? And if you're a Christian and you do that, what you're doing is hiding the candlestick under a bushel. People can't tell if you're a Christian or not. By way of testimony, if you live right, people will ask you questions about Jesus Christ. When you live like the devil, they're not going to ask you anything because there's no change in your life. So, that's a rabbit trail, but it's in the Bible. Be not conformed to this world. Be very careful of that. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a Christian, let me go into my notes before I go all over the place. As a Christian, you're saved. You are transformed. You're a new man. You have a different way of thinking. Right? In this life, the residue of sin battles our minds to do evil. Therefore, we must renew the mind. Let's look at the definition of the word renew. Comes from the Latin word renovo, re and novo. Or re and new, okay? It means to renovate, to restore to a former state, or to a good state after decay. Now look at this, or deprivation, to rebuild, to repair. I like this one down here. To make new, to renovate, to transform, to change from natural enmity to the love of God and His law, to implant holy affections in the heart, to regenerate. When you got saved, you no longer were the enemy of God. The Bible talks about how Jesus reconciled us to God, right? And that happened when you believed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about how if you believe in Jesus, you should be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish. You're saved forever. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:18, he that believeth on Him, that's referring to Jesus, is not condemned. Okay? When you're born into this world, you're born to sin. And you're already condemned because you're born a sinner. And you're condemned to hell. You're found guilty. Now look at this. But he that believeth not is condemned already. You are convicted as guilty. because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Who is that? Jesus Christ. Okay? So for those who do believe in Jesus Christ, you're saved. So you have a different mind, a different liking. Let me give you an example. I was listening to Ron Comfort, okay? And there was a couple in his church. They were living together. They weren't married. Well, they got saved. And so the lady that got saved, who was living with a boyfriend, walked up to Pastor Ron Comfort and said, "You know what? Can we get married to you? I'm sorry. Can we get married in your office this upcoming Friday?" Now, Ron Comfort, R-O-N, he said he didn't preach anything about marriage in his sermon. So who told him that? The Holy Spirit. So they got married, and she went further. She told her boyfriend, "Okay, until we get married, don't touch my body." And Ron Comfort didn't talk about it's good for men not to touch a woman in his sermon. Who told her that? The Holy Spirit. She got saved. Okay? I'll give you another example. Dr. Ron Fenwick, one of my favorite preachers. He's in heaven now. But his testimony, you know, I really suggest you look into the testimony of Dr. Ron Fenwick on our podcast here. I interviewed his dear wife, Mrs. K. Fenwick. You really got to listen to that. But after he got saved, he used to play in nightclubs. You're talking topless nightclubs, all that stuff. And something with inside of him, after he got saved, he asked his pastor, like, should I be playing in the nightclubs, you know, these drums and stuff? And his pastor said, "You just keep reading your Bible." And he did. Later on, he was playing in the nightclubs, and he went outside. I guess he was taking a break after he was performing in the nightclubs. And he called his wife and said, "I don't think God wants me doing this anymore." And he gave up his drums. Now, why did that happen? Well, he's a transformed creature. He's renewed, okay? He doesn't want to do that anymore. By the way, he was even passing out tracts in the nightclubs, man. I mean, the man was gung-ho. And sometimes I get a little bit discouraged sometimes, because it's like I hardly see that anymore. I would love to see that again. You know, it's easy to sometimes, I don't want to say easy, because it's the Lord's doing, but someone prays to get saved, right? And then you're trying to watch the fruits, but they can never be in church. It's sometimes it's discouraging, but you know, let's just keep our eyes on the Lord and keep going. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," right? So Dr. Ron Fenwick, he's in Christ. He believed in Jesus Christ, and he got saved. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." He had a new mind. The things that he wanted to do before, when he was serving the devil, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Now he's serving Christ, and was pastoring Woodlawn Baptist Church for over 30 plus years before he went home to heaven. Okay. Though we are saved, we have to battle the flesh until we die. Turn with me to Romans 7:19, and you can get a clear picture of what happens to us when we struggle against sin. Man, you know what? You guys should read Romans 7 one of these days. But okay, but anyway, for time's sake, starting 19, for the good that I will do, I do not. Now, we all want to do good, okay? But the evil which I will not, that I do. Now, if I do that I will not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He's saying, man, I have sin in me. I'm saved, but I still live in a corrupt body. I find then a law that when I will do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. Look at that. The flesh is battling his mind. That's why Paul was preaching later on, like, you have to cast down wicked imaginations in Corinthians. And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Guys, the members, the body parts, our body, our flesh, our mind, it's sinful. It's cursed until we die and go to heaven and get our new bodies, our glorified bodies. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now look, you remember when Jesus was praying in the wilderness? He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hey guys, we do desire to go to church, but when you're tired on a Sunday morning, you just want to lay in bed. That's battling the flesh, okay? So back to Romans 12. Let's keep going here. Though we are saved, we have to battle the flesh until we die. Now look, we see naked women out there in the streets, and I people laugh at me if I say that they're naked. They are, you know. And some of these guys, come on, I know it's hot outside, but you don't have to be walking out there without your shirt in public. You're half naked. You know, you need some clothes on. And you see that rap music blasting, rock music all over the place. I don't have cable, but for those who have cable, something pops up on a commercial that's nasty. The residue of sin is battling your mind. When you come home, you got the residue of sin on your mind. So you have to renew it. All right? You have to bring it back to the state that it was before when you got saved. That's an everyday process. Every stinking day, you have to get into the Bible and renew the mind. I'm jumping ahead. I'm going to focus on a few verses about how to renew the mind. All right. Yeah, here we go. What are some ways to renew the mind? Okay, here's some of the ways. You're saved, right? Who saved us? Jesus Christ. He's God. Now we ought to obey God. How do we know? Which commands are we to obey? How do we know which commands to obey is what I'm trying to say. Well, he provided this Bible for us. This Bible is the actual words of God himself. We got to pay close attention to it. Now, I'm not going to throw a bunch of Bible verses at you. I find in my life, sometimes just concentrating on a couple verses and just really digesting them is a little bit better than knowing a bunch of verses about one subject. Now, those are good things, but, you know, let's just try to memorize a few verses here if we can here. Hebrews 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give thee more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Now, that's talking about hearing the scripture, reading it, the pastor gets up there and preach. And that's what bugs me. Growing up, the pastor would preach a good sermon, a great sermon, sometimes scary and convicting. And then you see my peers, their eyes are glazed over. They're looking at the preacher with their eyes extremely big. I don't know why their eyes are so big, right? And then you see them on social media. They put a tattoo on. They're drinking. They're at some nightclub out there with a big grin on their face. And then what makes it worse, not only are they doing that, but they have like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old child. And they dress them up like Britney Spears or whatnot, or Hannah Montana. And they praise their child as they dance and gyrate their bodies to bad music. Right after they just heard some preaching about it. Man, that is discouraging. Sometimes I'm glad I'm not a pastor because I'll just get up on the pulpit. Hey, look, you, if you're not interested in serving God, get out. You know, but that doesn't really help anything. Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Hey, look, when the pastor preaches from the Bible, we got to pay attention to it. Okay? Earnest heed. Lest at any time we should let them slip. If you're not reiterating the commands of the Bible in your mind over and over and over again, you're going to let them slip. They're not going to be of importance to you. You're going to end up backsliding. That's why a lot of people backslide. They don't obey the general will of God. They're listening to stupid music. Okay, they miss church. They start listening to contemporary Christian music. And then they start getting into rap music. And then you wonder why their Facebook page or Instagram page looks like hell. You know, you can't tell if the guy is saved or not. Because they're not giving the more earnest heed to the word of God. What does the word earnest mean? Look at this. Ardent in the pursuit of an object. Hey, do you want to live for the Lord? Are you in ardent pursuit of the things of God? Eager to obtain, having a longing desire. Do you have a longing desire to serve the Lord and read his Bible? Warmly engaged or incited. Okay? Intent. It means intense and fixed. Are you easily moved? Do you go by every wind of doctrine? Okay. It also means serious, important. That is really intent or engaged. Okay. There's so much definitions of the word earnest, but that's what it means when we hear the Bible, to give earnest heed. Okay. What does the word heed mean? Okay. It means with pleasure. Okay. To mind, to regard with care, to take notice of, to attend to observe. Earnest heed. So you see, an ardent pursuit of the things of God. Look, man, you're not an ardent pursuit, or you're not taking earnest heed when you just skip church when you feel like it. You read your Bible when you feel like it. You should read the Bible when you don't feel like it. Okay? Because you're going to let the word of God slip. Then you start skipping church. You look like an idiot. You're not serving God. You're serving the devil. Okay? That sounds harsh, but that's just the truth. Okay, let's keep going with this. And go back to my notes now before. Okay, so please concentrate on Hebrews 2:1. We got to be in the Bible 24/7. Okay? You see, that's impossible. We got to sleep. Okay, well, read your Bible in the morning. Read it during the lunchtime. And read it in the evening, in the afternoon. And read it before bed. Multiple times. Read it, concentrate on it, and obey it. Because this is not just a book. Look at that. I'm looking at the words right now. That's the actual words from the God who created everything. Jesus Christ, okay? Psalms 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, that's not hard to do once you start delving into the word of God and taking earnest heed. Because the Lord helps you. The Lord gave you the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the day you got saved. I believe you can read that in John 14 or 15. Okay? And he helps you understand the Bible and gives you an appetite for the Bible when you got saved. When you got saved, your mind was changed, it was renewed, you were transformed. Okay? So now you want to do the things of God. If you're not saved, the things of God are foolishness to you. You don't even understand them. You can't relate to it. So once you're saved and you start getting into the Bible, you're tasting and seeing that the Lord is good, then you randomly start meditating upon it. Guys, let me tell you, a lot of times you're driving down the street and you start thinking about the words of God. Like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's cool. And then you're in bed. You start thinking of a Bible verse. The more you read the Bible, the more this process of thinking about the Bible and obeying it will happen to you. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, that's actually the Holy Spirit preaching to you. You read the Bible, and the Bible says that the Holy Ghost brings into remembrance those things that you heard. Well, on a daily basis, I'm not lying to you. The Holy Spirit does keep popping Bible verses in your head. If you're busy listening to rap music, country music, whatever you're listening to, the devil's going to be popping his verses in your head. Sex and perversion and drinking liquor and disobeying the law, all from the pits of hell. Okay? You are stupid if you think. Now, I'm talking to Christians that have been saved for 10, 20 plus years. You are stupid if you're going to be listening to rap music. You'll never survive. Now, for those who just got saved, read your Bible. Amen. Okay. All right. Now, it's not just about reading the Bible and that's it. We got to obey it, because the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to send unto him. John 14:15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Now, I'll close with this. So how do we renew our mind? One, we got to give earnest heed to the things we've heard. Lest they slip. Okay. You got to reiterate this stuff in your mind. Listen to preaching every day. Read the Bible every day. That's how you bring your mind back to the state of which you first got saved. That zeal again. Because it's going to be corrupted. It's going to have the daily residue of sin. Every day, and you have to go right back into the Bible and renew the mind, bring it back, clear it up, clean it up. Okay, ask God to forgive you of, you know, some woman walking down the street naked, and these women don't think they're naked, they're immoral. That's a shame. That really does sadden me. And nowadays, they dress the girl up at 3 years old to look like, you know, like a prostitute, and you got these guys with their pants falling off, exposing themselves. That does sadden me, because what happens is, what I'm seeing is a breakdown, a degradation in morality in our country. Go with me to John 14. Now, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you really love God, you obey his Bible, his book. But when you do obey God, check this out. He that, in verse 21 of John 14, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. God becomes real in your life. I'm closing my Bible now. How do you renew your mind? How do you get rid of all that filth in your mind? Go back into your Bible. Read it. Pray. So that will reset and clean your... Pastor Fenwick talked about it, and he said it's like fine-tuning a piano. Every now and then you have to tighten up the strings again. That's what you have to do in the Christian life. And you do it by reading and obeying the Bible. Remind yourself. You don't want to forget this. Lest they slip. You're going to lose your standards. You don't take preaching seriously. You have all kinds of dumb stuff on your Instagram page. Right? And people don't know if you're Christian or not. We got to work on this. I got to work on this, because before I preach this, I'm like, Lord, thank you for showing me this. Help me with this. Renewing the mind. The title of the message, I hope I gave it, renewing the mind is an everyday process. Renewing the mind is an everyday process. Let's pray. Lord, help us to renew the mind with your book every stinking day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.